That just was...
What word?
Chick Sale wrote a book about all the different types.
Well, really? No.
Oh.
How interesting. Chick Sale.
The Chick Sale.
I heard from someone that at Williamsburg, that when the guide takes you through there, they say that was the necessary.
That was... Not used down here, right. But I had learned that, yes. From up there.
I have never heard that one either.
And the dependencies were the little schoolroom and the...
Other parts. Outbuildings, this were dependencies.
Well, we used to call them the outhouses. The toilets were the outhouses.
Someone I was talking with earlier about this area said that occasionally you had confusion with this term. If somebody would say, this is in one of the outbuildings, and referred to something perhaps like a barn or something, and someone interpreted it as being a toilet arrangement. All right. If you want to say you possess some problems or something, how would you say that?
I have problems.
And can you say that a shorter way that you might say more informally than I have? Would you ever say I've got, in other words?
I've got a problem.
All right. And there's a noise outside, and you want to ask if someone else was aware of it. You say, did you
hear that?
And they say, yes, I
heard.
I have many times before.
Mm-hmm. Have heard it many times.
And someone starts to tell a story, and you say, you don't need to tell that because I have
heard it. Mm-hmm.
And
pardon me.
You say, have you seen him? Someone asks you this and you want to give a negative answer. No.
No, I have not seen him.
And to say this more quickly, you might say, no,
I haven't
seen him. And,
I can get the fly.
All right, let's see. Someone has a beautiful home and just stops taking care of it at all. All of a sudden it's just pitiful looking, and someone says, why in the world does he do that? And you might say, well, he just doesn't
care.
All right. I think all those we have. But this building that we're in is a
home, a house.
And the plural of house
is houses.
And a building on the farm for animals or grain is a
barn.
And a building for storing corn is a
crib.
A building or part of a building for storing grain.
Well, we don't have that kind of grain here, but granary is what it
would be. Right, but we just, that's a very unusual word here.
Unusual.
Right, because we don't store grain that way, do we? All right. Mm-hmm. The upper part of a barn.
The loft.
And how does this look? Do you have a mental picture that you could tell me? You go up there?
You do go up into the loft of a barn.
And it's used for?
Storage of hay and so on. It has a floor in it.
Mm-hmm. And?
But just an open gable roof.
Right, okay. And the size? Are shape or varying sizes and shapes out of doors or in the barn of the way that the hay is put up? Or do you have if it's piled, you know?
Oh, haystack.
And we don't have any different words for that.
I've heard of hay mow and things like that, but I don't even know what it means, whether it's any difference in them.
Right. What about a hay barrack or hay rick? Does that mean anything to you? Or hay cock? Neither.
I've heard that, but I don't know.
We just don't use it. All right, and the shelter for cows would be?
Okay, a barn.
It's the same. And a shelter for horses?
Well, that's just, what? Barns.